And then we have man's relationship to his neighbor, verses 11 through 18. Notice this, ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie to one another, and ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God, I'm the Lord. Now, this relates to the 8th and 9th commandments. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Stealing, defrauding, lying, and perjury, all included here, and to deal falsely is a form of stealing according to God's definition here, you see. The third commandment is also included here. God's name is holy, and in business, God's man is to demonstrate this by honest and true business dealings. This gets down to the nitty-gritty, doesn't it? Verse 13, thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that's hired shall not abide with thee all night till the morning. You pay off the man working for you. May I say to you that I think God would be on the side of labor. I've always felt that, and I'll tell you why. Because my dad, I remember him more in overalls than anything else. He was an engineer for the Munger Gin Company, built cotton gins in Texas when I was a boy. I remember him in overalls. He was a labor man, and they beat him sometime. I found that out. May I say to you, you read the first part of the 5th chapter of James. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl, God says. Let me say this to you. Yes, godless labor is a terrible thing, but it's not as bad as godless capitalism, friends. That's the danger as I see it right now. Verse 14, thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shall fear thy God, I'm the Lord. Somebody says, you mean somebody would do a thing like that? Sure would, and they still do it. I had a blind man tell me how he was beaten by a salesman that came to him. May I say to you, they'd still do it today. How terrible it is. Verse 15, ye shall do no unrighteousness. In judgment thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. And this is a word now for the judge sitting on the bench. And the judge sitting on the bench needs a word today. That judge on the bench is to understand that he's to judge as God judges. And I wish that some of them would remember that they are there not because some politician put them there, they were voted there, but they are there because they represent Almighty God, and they are to judge impartially. Shakespeare in Henry VIII has this statement, heaven is above all yet. There's such a judge that no king can corrupt. And Socrates said, four things belong to a judge: to hear courteously, to answer wisely, to consider soberly, and to decide impartially. And the conception of justice is a woman with a blindfold on. Then we have here in verses 16 and 18, thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people. Wait till we get to Proverbs. We see that's amplified there. Neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I'm the Lord. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor, and not suffer sin upon him. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge. Notice how this is. This is that which has to do with talebearing, and that's slander. And that goes on in our churches today. Scott wrote, low-breathed talkers, minion lispers, cutting honest throats by whispers. Someone has put it like this, you cannot believe everything you hear, but you can repeat it. And then other people, they believe everything that's whispered to them. And James has a great deal to say about this. When we get to the book of James, I'm going to tell you about a book I have. Title of it is Hell on Fire. And you know what it is? That little old tongue that you got in your mouth. It's an awful thing. It's the most dangerous thing in the world today, more dangerous than an atom bomb. And then stand against the blood means to murder. Hatred is not put on a par with murder, but it's forbidden. But our Lord linked it right together and said, if you hate, you're a murderer. Now, if a man's overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. You don't go to him and beat his brains out.